Hi, welcome. Welcome to this energy session. It's going to be a fun one, not very long, I don't think. But basically, this is aligning with divine will too. So how are we as people? Typically, what we do is guided by our wishes, our desires, as well as needs. But there's a thing, if you shift your perspective and align yourself with the will of the divine, things unfold in a better way. By shifting your perspective, you can see things differently, you understand things differently, but you're also working with the forces that would assist in helping you manifest your goals. The alternative approach creates a shift in the way those goals can manifest. So basically, it's riding the wave rather than riding against the wave. Let's be surfers. So to do this, I'm going to create safe, sacred space for us within which we can do this. But what we want to do first is just be good, because we're human beings. Just be in the center of the core of being. And bring your plans into the center of the core of being with you. Don't analyze them. We're not using our brain at this point. You've already decided what you want. Right? So just bring those plans in consciousness into the center of the core of being. Good, good, good. Be with it. Is this your choice? Do you want to make any other choices? Do you want to change something? This is that time. So just be there. As I start creating safe, sacred space within which we can work. I'm going to call in the Ofanim, basically archangels. You might recognize some of the names. So we start in the east with Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yisrael. To come forth now and create safe, sacred space with us. Orient the cube of space around us in absolute perfection. So let's have the thought to raise up, purify all the sacred objects, places, and spaces within our homes. And let's rejuvenate the towers of divine hope, the pillars of divine hope, excuse me, around our abodes. So fill yourself with that divine hope. And breathe it into that pillar of divine hope with any added extra energies for any purposes, and that's based on the people who tap into it, because that pillar of divine hope is not just for you, it's for anybody in the area, kind of a thing, who taps into it in consciousness. They don't even have to know what address it's at. They just tap in to the divine hope itself. So let's keep it simple. So we'll just go amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, dear Lords, beloved Ofanim, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz niflotav. Yehi devar ha'elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. God who fills everything with the honor and glory of God. God who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. That's all I said. Good, good, good. So there you are with these thoughts. Then we're going to do a little prayer. I've done it before in some of the other recordings. Shaktify is a basically simple system with not a lot of different things, but very profound things that can be used for many different purposes based on how they're applied. I like the system. It's a good thing. O Creator, all being, absolute and above all, by thy holy throne, through the holy Elohim, through the Christos, through Adonai Yeheshua Christos, and through the river of life and tree of life and flame of life in the Merkabah, and all the agents and agencies thereof, therefrom, and thereto, particularly the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Send down now the Holy Spirit, the dove of Christ, the Christ force, the divine mesla, the divine influence, the clear light, the uncreated light, and the fire of all creation, to descend through us now and fill us completely and fully. And the Holy Ghost and the silver light and the life force ascend through us and fill us completely. And now allow these energies, the ones coming down and the ones coming up, allow these energies to be conjoined within the core of us, with the throne of God within us, with the Holy Grail, the Red Lion, the Cube of Space, the Elixir of Life, and Philosopher's Stone within us. All wonderfully activated, ready to be used. And through Soma Christu and Soma Eloheinu, Aima Christu and Aimo Eloheinu, Agios Christu, Agios Eloheinu, Domatoi Christu, Domatoi Eloheinu, Pneumatiki Christu, Pneumatiki Eloheinu, and Aqua Vitae through our entirety, completely and fully realized. And if I've mispronounced the Greek, I apologize. And through the Earth Logos, Solar Logos, galactic logos of the Milky Way, cosmic logos, and the Lord of all the Logi, bring forth now the eternal living flame of light, life, love, joy, truth, peace, wholeness, and prosperity through our entirety. And let this great light descend. And let this great light extend. And let this great light manifest now. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzva'ot. Yehi Devar HaElohim Molech Elyon. Let God's word reign supreme. Good, good, good. So there you are, in the center of the core being. I'm going to give you a couple more minutes. Well, not even a couple. Just to reinforce your ideas and your plans. And the goal here is to align those plans with God's plans so that both are successful. You don't have to go in your brain, just stay in the center of the core of being. As consciousness. For it's your immortal self that's trying to create in this incarnation, in this reality, using the limitations of your current life, your current crystalline structure. I didn't design it. It's just the way it works. So take all of that and let these ideas and concepts be with you as consciousness, as you choose to be deep within the I Am Presence. And take three relaxed, deep breaths through your nose if you can. And if you can't go through your nose, that's okay. This technique is very forgiving. So just relaxed, easy breath. We're not sawing wood. And now let's just hang out and breathe normal. Or let's just say as you normally would. And now choose to be back in the center of the core of being. Good, good, good. You may notice that it seems like energy came back into your system when you returned from the I Am Presence. So let's take that energy and let's activate it, means turn it on. Let's energize it, it means like kick it up into the excited state, if you can remember your old chemistry classes. Let's amplify this energy, like turning up the volume on a stereo. And let's lock this in. Let's anchor these energies on your node in the center of the core of being. And just breathe normally and allow these energies to permeate your ascension body. That's like all the way out. That's 27 and a half feet away from you. And it's about 18.3 meters or so, give or take. And now allow these energies to affect change in that body, even though you can't perceive it. And I know you can't perceive it, because if you could perceive it, you'd be a lot more advanced than me and you wouldn't need this little energy session. Sometimes you can feel energy on your skin when you activate that body. So now, let's allow these energies to permeate and affect change in the radiant body. We're starting at the furthest part out and working our way in through our crystalline structure. So allow this energy to permeate and affect change in your light body. Allow this energy to affect change in your awakened body. Now allow these energies to permeate and affect change in your etheric body. And now allow these energies to affect change in your astral body. And now allow these energies to affect change in your causal body. And at this time, we're going to invoke the violet flame, the sacred fire, the golden flame, and the diamond white light. Just allow it to permeate you, breathe it in. I'm radiating it out. And if there's anything in the causal body that would prevent any of your plans from unfolding, well, why the flame sacred fire? Right? We're transmuting, releasing, and replacing those things that would block you on your own path. Allow that, please. And this is geared towards the things that would block that which you're trying to manifest. Just a little more. Good, good, good. So let's allow these energies now to permeate and affect change, all in accordance with your plans, your desires, in the mental body again with the violet flame, the sacred fire, the golden flame, the diamond white light, will be invoked now in your mental body to transmute, release, and replace anything that would block you from your plans. That's nice. Good, good, good. We want things to unfold gracefully. As graceful as possible. Don't you? Center the core being, don't be in your brain. You don't have to be in a computer to run a computer. Good, good, good. So now, same thing, but we're going to go into the emotional body, the next one in. Allowing anything in the emotional body that would be counterproductive to the unfoldment of your plans. To be transmuted, released, and replaced with that sacred fire. Just allow it to continue. Allow it to unfold. Allow the process. Violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light. To transmute, release, and replace anything that might obstruct you in your endeavors. So wonderful. Good, good, good. So now let these energies permeate your physical body. Violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light, anything. People tuck various thoughts and beliefs into their body for some reason. We're just clearing that stuff out. Allow these energies that you brought back from the I Am Presence to affect change in the physical body. Good, good, good. So now, let's do this again to the electromagnetic body. All these energies we've gotten from Source, we're going to allow and accept them in their electromagnetic body. And we're going to invoke the violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light there also, to rid us of those things that would get in our way. Maybe you're too much of a book victim or too much of a bully. Maybe you don't think you're worthy. So many, many things. I'm not going to list all these negative things. But what we're going to do is work on that process to shift them around. Because that's the good thing to do. No more self-sabotage. Just allowing things to unfold. Doesn't mean there's not work to do. Always work to do. So now we want to work specifically allowing these energies to go into the Ajna chakra. That manifests like about here. Some people call it the third eye. Some people call it the brow chakra. In between your brows, there's like a little divot in your bone. That's where it manifests. So we're going to allow, again, these energies to affect change in there. And the violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white line. Yeah. Transmute, release, and replace anything that wouldn't work. This is to give you the vision to see and to sense how your plan will unfold. To know what parts of your plan need to be changed because they're not in alignment, and which parts are in alignment. And now, that's so good, good, good. We'll seal it. And now we want those energies to go into the throat chakra. There's like a little couple of bones here, right? Right in between. The bottom of the neck. That's communication. That's communication between you and yourself, and communication between you and other people. Communication between you and the cells of your body, you and incorporeal beings. So in the middle of your chest, you might feel like a little dimple in your sternum. That's where we're going next. That's the gateway chakra, the gateway between what you just did in the I Am Presence and bringing it into the incarnation. That's the gateway, the heart chakra. So please allow these energies to permeate the heart chakra and affect change. Accept that. Good, good, good. Yay. So now we're going to empower these plans. And we're going to take this into the third chakra, the power chakra, the solar plexus area. That's all about self-empowerment. And I'm sure you would want to empower these concepts and plans and have them succeed. That would be a really good thing. We're not clearing everything out, just the stuff for the plans. Good, good, good. So now let's go down to the sacral chakra. That's the one near to the belly button. That's the balance. You want to bring these plans into balance in your life. You want the plans to be balanced and your life to be balanced. The second chakra is about balance in all aspects of life. It's the water chakra. Water is always balanced. It always comes to an even level. Interesting how the ancients would describe things. Same thing. The energy of the plans, the energies from God, the violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond, white light. Because we are transmuting, releasing, and replacing. anything that would get in the way of these plans manifesting. Good, good, good. You're doing great. So now let's let these energies go into the root chakra, the one at the bottom of the spine. That's where your life plan is. That's where it gets stored. And who knows what we've put there because we didn't know what we were doing. And it's just all happens and without any forethought. It just... Now we're taking a more proactive approach. And we're taking our plans and the aligning forces from God, the violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond, white light, to transmute, release, and replace everything in that chakra. That would prevent the manifestation from your plans and of your plans. Notice this isn't about results, this is about the plan. Good, good, good. Good, good, good. So now, we've done a lot of work that was releasing things and transmuting things. So there's psychic debris in our field. So let's just do a clearing breath. And you can do more than one if you feel the need, but we're going to take a deep breath in through the nose, a relaxed deep breath. Relaxed is more important than deep. Through the nose is preferred, but it can be the mouth. We're going to take it in. We are not going to hold it. A big breath. And we're going to immediately sigh it out with a vocalization. And the vocalization actually helps because it adds an extra vibratory response. So good. Let's take that deep breath and do a clearing breath. And you can do those anytime. Good, good, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for trying this work, experimenting with this work, seeing if it's for you. If it is, and you like these videos, please strongly consider donating to Shaktify. You can go to the donate page. There's a link below in YouTube. It costs money to keep this stuff going, and I would like to keep this stuff going. Would you? So thank you for that. God bless.